USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced Thursday she is leaving the job when a replacement can be elected. That'll take about 1 week.
I was elected by the Conservative Party with a mandate to change this. We delivered on energy bills and on cutting national insurance. And we set out a vision for a low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit.
A Wisconsin tax group asked the Supreme Court on Wednesday to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan that will result in every American taxpayer paying for someone else's student loan. The Biden administration, which has been sued by at least 7 states and 2 organizations over the plan, has recently begun accepting applications for it online. The Green Bay, Wisconsin-based group says Biden overstepped his executive powers, pushing the burden onto the American taxpayer. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. Back in the early 2000s, Cole was playing a video game when his 9-month-old baby wouldn't stop crying, angering Cole, and he responded in violence, taking the baby's life. More than 30 drivers in Southern California got stuck along the 405 freeway near Mulholland Drive just about the same time due to flat tires. The California Highway Patrol says it didn't appear to be intentional. Officials believe a box of nails or some wooden blocks may have fallen off a truck, creating the hazard. No injuries were reported. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. The Biden administration admits this is going to take some time to really shake out, and that the process is likely to continue throughout 2023. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A federal judge implied Wednesday President Trump signed legal documents alleging instances of fraud during the 2020 election that the judge claims Trump knew were false. President Clinton-appointed U.S. District Court Judge David Carter said these knowingly false allegations were used in at least one lawsuit filed by Trump and his attorneys. The judge says John Eastman's lawsuit citing attorney-client privilege does not apply in this case. President Biden's White House promised no new oil was going to be taken from the strategic oil reserves. Now that gas prices are skyrocketing again, the president will tap the reserves again to temporarily lower prices.
Families are hurting, according to President Biden, and so Wednesday, he officially announced an upcoming release of 15 million more barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, while also putting pressure on oil companies to pass profits onto consumers and not their own pockets. At today's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said while the cost of gas has come down in recent months, it's still too high.
The profit that energy companies are making in every gallon of gas is about double what is typically is at this time of year.
The president is hoping to ease the burden of high energy costs on American families. Here again is Jean-Pierre.
He is releasing 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to be delivered in December.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.